And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid, conservative, just plain right. There it is. I had to almost like force the words out. There we are. Hey, listen, before I go too much further, I got to take a moment and tell you, because I know we have a guest in studio today, and I'm going to be spending time with that guest as long as we can. So before I go too much further, I will go ahead and tell you now that you need to remember about Just Love Coffee Cafe. So Just Love Coffee Cafe, if you're not familiar, you need to get familiar, man. Because I'm just telling you, it's first of all, the two locations we got in our listening area, one on Hughes Road up in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Just Love Coffee Cafe, what an excellent atmosphere they provide. There's that excellence thing again, where you can literally hang out, use their Wi-Fi, visit with a friend, sit down, have a meal, read a book, or gather there together with folks and have a coffee clatch off in the corner. But the thing is this, it's not just their coffee, which is good, by the way. They have what Charlene calls the treat coffees. They have all the cappuccinos, the espressos, the lattes, all that. They have amazing award-winning dry roast. They can grind the beans for you fresh, make a steaming cup of hot black coffee. But they've got a food menu that will knock your socks off. And what's crazy is how much of what they cook in a waffle iron. I always thought waffle irons were for waffles. I've never thought about a sandwich cooked in a waffle iron, or for that matter, an omelet cooked in a waffle iron. They call it the womlet. You got to check it out. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And please tell them you heard about it on the Right Side Radio. All right. Listen, many thanks to Birdman, who redid the website. So I'm going to say this again. I said it yesterday, but like Boomer, I'm watching the video. Isn't it better quality? I mean, I think it is.
Oh, it looks so good.
I mean, it's almost like we're watching HD TV as compared to like we were on some kind of old black and white or something before.
That's
I don't
right.
know. So Birdman redid the website. We actually had a denial of service attack, which if you're not familiar, means somebody was trying to crash our site by getting in there and plugging away at little pieces of it and trying to overwhelm the capabilities of the site. Didn't happen. Birdman was on the job. Overwhelm our site. But nonetheless, we decided, you know what? Forget that. Let's go ahead and build a platform that is more secure. So we did. He did. And then, oh, by the way, then we had the whole YouTube fiasco. What do we have? One or two of our programs on YouTube that got hammered?
There were a few.
Yeah.
There were a few. And a lot that got flagged.
Really?
Yeah.
Flagged?
Yeah, the whirp, whack.
What did I say, a scary thing? Was it something did I hit on a snowflake trigger issue?
You probably just offended them in some way.
I feel certain that I did.
I know.
In fact, I pretty much live for that. So that's... So YouTube was becoming a bit of a constraint, if you will, to the conservative viewpoint. So we now have our live streaming hosted separately, and even looks better. Thank you very much, Birdman. So, yeah, all said and done, check it out, rightsideradio.org. It's got all our stuff on it. It's got, in fact, I got to check and see if it's not on there. I got to get it on there. The recommended reading tab of Right Side should have. It does not. All right. Hey, Boomer,
yep.
Note. We got to make sure that we get the Truett Cathy Chick-fil-A book I just talked about up on the recommended reading list. It's got to get up there because that is one of those impactful books. So the recommended reading list is on rightsideradio.org, like key books in my life. One of them, The Devil's Sandbox, actually features the battalion that I was with in Baghdad. Gates of Fire, about the 300 who stood in the gap at the hot gates in Thermopylae against the Persian army. Send the Alabamians, which is a great story of an Alabama battalion in World War I that they built statues in their honor. I mean, it was so amazing when the 167th Infantry, which still exists to this day, and by the way, I was proud to be the commander of the 167th, but they were so amazing in battle that a General Plummer actually said, "By God, in a time of war, send me all the Alabamians you can find." And there's a statue built on the battlefield at Croix Rouge Farm in France in their honor. All that, by the way, is on rightsideradio.org. So there you go. I don't know how I chased that many tangents in one conversation, but I just did. All right. We are going to be delving into some stuff here. I got to be honest with you. All of y'all who listen regularly know that the military has been a huge part of my life, and you cannot help but be somewhat, I don't want to say defined, but it's certainly shaping to have experienced war. And I know there are many people who have served and served honorably who didn't wind up having to go to a war zone. It does not in any way denigrate their service. But I also know there's a whole lot of folks who listen to this show who are wartime veterans. And there are some Korean veterans who are listening. I know there's a number of Vietnam vets who listen because they tell me. And then I also know there's a ton of folks who served in things like Desert Storm and Grenada and the invasion of Panama. And then, of course, the most recent, what a group of high school kids in my area told me was they considered the war of their generation was Operation Enduring Freedom, Operation Iraqi Freedom. Those are the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. I am proud to have served in both, and that's what made it so hard to watch that debacle of a pullout last year. That's why it still gets to my emotions sometimes watching it, because I know for a fact that a whole lot of people went down there in those hard places, do those hard things, and many of them either came back different or didn't come back at all. And I understand the war had to end. I'm good with the war coming to an end. Nothing about the way it went to its final days last year made any sense. Nothing. It was this complete, bungled, ham-handed approach. It's like, where's leadership? Did you have a plan when you walked in? Why did you do it this way? And, oh, by the way, why didn't you just use Bagram Air Base? Why did you have to do it at the civilian airport so the Taliban could guard the gate? Why did you do that? Well, we're going to talk about this stuff because it's literally 1 year ago today. 1 year ago today, 365 days ago, that we lost 13 service members at the Abbey Gate at the Hamid Karzai International Airport because of the botched, bungled withdrawal plan, lack of a plan, that the Biden administration acted on. Lots more to that to come. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.